Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. The Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I take an aspect of Stoicism and break it down to its most important points. I do my best to talk about how we can apply this in our daily lives. I share my successes and my failures and do my best to help you learn something from my experience, all within the space of a coffee break. Before I begin today's episode, I want to say welcome to episode number 200. It's been quite a journey, and I'm glad that I started this journey back up at the beginning of the year. I found that throughout the pandemic, I'd been struggling with a lot of things in my life, and I found that the podcast has definitely helped me to work on a lot of issues that I have in my personal life. And as I work through these by trying to apply Stoicism in my life and try to talk about how we can do these things, by teaching you, I'm able to dig a lot deeper into these topics and learn more about them than just reading any articles alone. So I want to say thank you. Thank you for your support each week. Thank you for the kind emails that I get from you. Thanks for your support on Patreon, and thanks for signing up for the community, which we'll be launching soon. I just want to say it's been really a fantastic journey, and I look forward to another 200 episodes. So on with this week's episode. Today's episode is called "With Great Responsibility Comes Great Power." Marcus Aurelius said, "The responsibility is all yours. No one can stop you from being honest or straightforward." Do you own your actions? Do you graciously accept the consequences of your choices? When you make a mistake, do you try to cover it up? Today I want to talk about the idea that in order to have more control over your life, you need to accept responsibility for everything you do. PJ O'Rourke said, "There is only one basic human right, the right to do as you damn well please. And with it comes the only basic human duty, the duty to take the consequences." How often do we blame our behavior on something outside of ourselves? For example, maybe we tell a person we're arguing with that if they had not done or said something, then we wouldn't have gotten angry. And the thing is our language, at least in English, it's full of phrases that help reinforce this way of thinking. For example, how many times have you told somebody that they made you angry or that something upset you? Does this other person really have the power to flip your emotions on and off? I mean, we even see this in our leaders and our public figures. I mean, how many times have we seen a politician make up all kinds of excuses or use phrases like "mistakes were made" as a way to distance themselves from a bad situation? And even worse is when they try to blame a whole group of other people, such as immigrants or maybe a racial group or the other political party, for why things are wrong. Part of leadership is to step up and take responsibility. Another way that we avoid responsibility is by using things like saying that we had no choice to do what we did. We always have a choice. We may not like the choices that we have before us, but we always have a choice. And every time we point to some reason outside of ourselves of why we made a choice, we're reacting and not responding. Every time we blame something outside of ourselves, we give up control and we lessen our power in our own lives. And when we own up to every time we make a choice and we accept the responsibility, we gain some power. Sigmund Freud said, most people do not really want freedom, because freedom involves responsibility, and most people are frightened of responsibility. So, why do we shift blame? Why do we blame others for our mistakes? And why do we shift the blame to things outside of ourselves? I think one reason is that we don't like to look at our own shortcomings. Our ego does not like the fact that we might not be as great as we think we are. And I'll tell you something, you aren't. You are not as perfect as you think you are. And that's okay, because none of us need to be perfect. I think another reason is that it's just easier to blame someone else, because that way you don't have to repair anything. You don't have to fix what you messed up. You can just blame it on someone else, and by doing so, you don't have to put in any work. You don't have to make amends, and you don't have to change what you're doing. Shifting blame can also give you an excuse to continue with your unacceptable behavior. If the reason for your behavior is outside of yourself, then there is nothing you can do to fix it, so you can just carry on with your shitty behavior. So what happens when we avoid responsibility? When we don't take responsibility for the things that happen in our lives, then we don't have control of our lives. We're always being acted upon, and we're making ourselves helpless, and we're choosing to be victims. When we take responsibility for our lives, then we're in control of our lives. And the more responsibility we take for ourselves, the more power we have. External things will have much less control over us when we do this. Now, one of the worst side effects of avoiding responsibility is the damage that it causes to personal relationships. When people feel like you're not taking responsibility for your feelings and actions, and that you blame them or you always have excuses, it erodes trust. When we accept responsibility for ourselves, then others can rely on us to pull our weight, and they're usually more willing to step up and help when we can't. Another downside to shifting blame is the damage that it causes to our careers. I mean, if we're always making excuses and never stepping up and taking responsibility for our part when things don't go to plan, then our colleagues at work can't rely on us. They can't trust that we're going to step up and accept responsibility for our mistakes and help to fix those mistakes. Zeno of Citium said, "A person conquers the world by conquering themselves." For those familiar with Spider-Man, one of the most iconic sayings in the Spider-Verse comes from Peter Parker's Uncle Ben. And as a parental figure and role model for Peter, he said, "With great power comes great responsibility." Now, when Peter gets his Spidey powers, he uses this teaching as a guide for trying to use his power for good and to step up when things are tough. And it is true, when you have great power, you have great responsibility. And we see that Marcus Aurelius embraced this philosophy as emperor. He saw himself as a servant to his people and not as a king to be served. But I want to take this idea and flip it on its head. What if we decided that with great responsibility comes great power? And the more responsibility that we take for our thoughts, our emotions, our choices, our actions, then the more control we have over ourselves. And the more control that we have over ourselves, then the more we can focus on being useful to others, and the more that we can take on, which gives us a lot more power. If we're constantly leaving messes for others to clean up, then people won't trust us, and the less they'll want to work with us. If you want to have great power in this life, take on more responsibility, especially for your own thoughts and choices and actions. Doing so, you can build a resilient foundation so that you can take on bigger challenges, so that when shit gets hard, you're able to stick things out rather than just falling apart when a challenge comes your way. If you're constantly shifting blame for things outside of yourself, then you're actually never really fixing any of the problems or issues in your life. So how do we become more responsible for our lives? First, we accept that we blame things outside of ourselves. If we can acknowledge that we shift the blame, then we can notice when we do it. We listen to how we speak. If we say something like, "I did this because John made me angry," then we're putting the blame for our feelings and our actions on someone else. We stop complaining, because when we complain, we're blaming our unhappiness on things that are outside of ourselves. Plus, no one really likes to hear people complain. We stop making excuses. Every time we make an excuse, we're avoiding responsibility. For example, if you're late for dinner, don't complain about traffic. Own that you didn't leave enough time. The traffic may have been bad, for sure, but we own our part in not adding some time into our travel plan. We own the things that we can control. We also keep our promises. Now, why is this one so important? Well, when we come up with excuses because we fail to keep our promises and commitments, then we're trying to get out of being held responsible for something. And the more that we can set and keep our commitments to others and to ourselves, the more trust we'll have from other people and the more self-respect we'll have for ourselves. Know what you want in your life. If you know what you want in your life, you know the life you want to live, and you will act accordingly. Your actions are in line with who you want to be, and you accept the responsibility for what happens when you are owning the choices and actions and the consequences. Taking responsibility for your choices and actions is hard, and the more you work on doing so, the more power you will have over your life. It means that others can trust you, and by owning your mistakes and taking responsibility for your choices and actions, you take control of your life. And that's the end of this week's Stoic Coffee Break. Be good to yourself, be good to others, and thanks for listening.